This episode brought to you by Origins. Take your indirect lending to the next level. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of Max True or Go True West Go West Max here in beautiful Spokane, Washington. And in the studio lounge, we have none other than Jennifer Wagner from Go West. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Is it
still
morning?
I think so. I've been up since 5 a.m.
Yeah,
so it's like afternoon for me.
So convention days.
They all just kind of mold together.
You have no idea what time it is.
I know. So, and yeah, how many days are we into this? Two and a half, three, four, five?
But
who knows?
Great conference.
It is.
So far.
It is. The content you guys are putting out this year, second to none. So I was.
And we have
going,
this MC, this new MC
this
year
guy,
that is just killing it.
I don't know. He's all over the place.
Did y'all know Mike is an MC? He's fantastic.
It's fun. It's a lot of fun. Thank you very much for having me. It's an honor to do this. I mean, I've been a big fan of Max for many, many years now. So it's really truly an honor to get up there on stage and kind of help you guys out a little bit. So
well,
thank
it's nice having you and your understanding of credit unions help folks connect the dots.
Yep.
It makes a big difference in their experience here.
I agree. Well, thank you for that. I appreciate that. So, all right. So my first question is, before we dive into your topic, how's it going for you? I mean, you were up on stage yesterday too, so I got to introduce you. That was cool. So share with me kind of the Max experience so far for you.
This is like our Super Bowl,
yes,
right?
It is.
I mean, this is what you plan for and build toward all year long.
Mm-hmm.
It's our opportunity to be amongst our membership and not only engage with them, but watch them engage with each other.
Right.
This is our second conference as Go West, as a six-state organization.
Combined, yeah.
And so it's really fun to see this new family come together and then find the areas where they can partner.
Yeah.
You know, a rural credit union in Oregon, finding a rural credit union in Colorado and making a connection and seeing all of the similarities in their challenges and opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
So it is going as, I mean, blowing the doors off our hopes and expectations.
Good.
It's,
that's the way it should be. That's the way it
Absolutely.
Should be, for sure. And then you guys are really fostering or even fueling that collaboration with a lot of the breakout, and then afterward giving them time to like brainstorm and go, hey, what did you think about what that person said? Yeah, you guys are.
Yeah, that was one of the goals this year, was less breakout sessions and sessions where someone's talking at you and more roundtable discussion, dialogue, let's work together.
Yep.
And so far the feedback on that has been really positive.
Good. That's where the magic happens, in my opinion. So
I agree.
For sure. All right, let's talk about your topic here. Go West has had plenty, and you guys have been busy with a successful start, obviously. I know that advocacy is job one, especially for you at Go West. So can you tell me what's on the horizon for 2024? We're already talking about 2024, Jennifer.
Isn't
my gosh.
That crazy?
Oh,
and
yeah.
Now it's right around the corner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're in October now.
Advocacy is job one at Go West. It really is the purpose behind bringing Go West together and the opportunity as a six-state organization. We hit the ground running in 2023 as a six-state organization in standing up advocacy in each state and building on success that we've had and really looking at our opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
2024 will be about, you know, hitting the gas, right? Faster, again, bringing these opportunities to credit unions. What's next? How can we be more successful at advocacy?
Mm-hmm.
So 2024, we call Q1 advocacy quarter.
Okay.
It is when every state legislature kicks off.
Mm-hmm.
So we will, at Go West, credit unions will enter into Q1 and immediately get to work in their state, on their state advocacy agenda. Six state legislatures kick off, six advocacy agendas that credit unions have specific to their state will come to the legislature and we'll be pushing a proactive credit union agenda. It will look different in every single state, but there are asks that we will bring to all six legislators.
Cool. Okay, cool. Because I announced on stage this morning that yesterday the governmental affairs from the six states met yesterday. So I thought that was really cool, and it all happened right here, right? So
it did. We have a governmental affairs committee in each state, and they really drive advocacy. So, you know, one of our core beliefs is that advocacy has to be hyper-local. Mm-hmm. Look at Wyoming versus Washington. Very different states, very different politics.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's the GAC in Wyoming determining what the credit unions need, what their asks are to the Wyoming legislature, which can look wildly different than what the Washington GAC is determining their priorities are as they take them to the Washington legislature. So the agendas are built from the ground up, credit unions coming around a table and determining what they need, and then the messaging, the asks, how they deliver those asks is as unique as each individual state and each individual political climate. So we're excited. We will have Credit Union Day at the Capitol.
I love those.
In all six states again. It's a busy time, but it, you know, really bringing hundreds of credit union leaders and advocates together in their state capitol one day during the session, wearing their scarves that say, you know, Colorado credit unions or Arizona credit unions, and delivering their messages and their asks to every legislator in the session. Critical to our success is not Go West advocating, but credit unions engaging with their elected officials to tell their story.
Because they have those real life stories, right? So, and they can convey those, which is so important.
They're the constituent. They're the neighbor of the legislator.
That's right.
They are in the community, and that's who the legislator wants to hear from. They don't want to hear from me that lives two states over. They want to hear from their neighbors.
Yes. Good point. Good point. Keep it local.
All local.
And you said six proactive credit union agendas. So how are those developed? Because you mentioned how different each state is politically and all the other all the other ramifications.
And it was pretty cool yesterday when we had our state GAC's meeting. Every other year, our state governmental affairs committees enter a process where they bring credit unions together to dream big. What are the opportunities that we would love to have in serving our members? What are the challenges? What are the current roadblocks regulatorily or legislatively? They spend 3 months in this deep dive around state laws, state regulations, and come up with a whole list of opportunities for credit unions. They deliver that up through their governmental affairs committee, and the advocacy agenda gets approved from that list. So we do three states in an odd year and three states in an even year. So yesterday at those GACs, they received the recommendations out of this process and approved their advocacy agenda for 2024.
Oh, right on.
So very different in each state, but that process is really what allows, I think, drives a lot of our success because it's, again, credit unions are leading it, are identifying the challenges and the opportunities, and it comes together and moves through the process to create a legislative agenda.
There is quite the science behind this, Jennifer, and you guys have it down pat, I think.
Well, that's the goal. So we'll be, again, whether that process got identified this year and they're taking it to the legislature in 24, or whether they were one of the states that went through that last year and they're still working on the priorities that were identified. That's where the agenda comes from that the six states will bring in 2024.
Right on, right on. And let's move to engagement, because this is such an important part of the process as well. So that's the secret sauce. So tell me a little bit more about engagement and why it's the secret sauce.
Builds a little bit off of what we were talking about credit unions telling their own story. Credit unions being the best advocate for credit unions, right? We, as soon as our legislative sessions adjourned in 23, our credit unions hit the road to sit down and meet with their elected officials in their local community. When we go to a state capitol, we get 10 minutes, if we're lucky, of that legislator's time. So that's not the time to build a relationship. That's the time to deliver a quick ask.
Yeah.
When they come home from the legislature and are in their districts, our credit unions are reaching out and sitting down over coffee and spending an hour and getting to know that, that legislator, so that when they go back to session, that relationship is already built. And when we have an ask, it's coming from this better understanding of credit unions and this relationship with a trusted source. So that engagement, we aren't successful in bringing a bill or bringing an ask to the legislature unless we've done that work. Our credit unions right now, and since the legislature is adjourned, that's what they're doing, engaging with their lawmakers, just creating a relationship, that they can then deliver an ask next year.
Cool. So it sounds like that 10-minute initial meeting is the springboard to something much, much deeper, you know, and when they come home, then you can really get into a longer conversation.
Yeah, we always say you'll never get access to a legislator in a crisis if you don't already have the relationship built. They will not take your call if they don't know you. And sometimes we are in a crisis situation. So those relationships need to be developed so the credit union can call the legislator and say, of course I'm going to answer the call because this is my...
There you go. There's your FEMA alert.
FEMA.
Right in the middle of our interview.
Emergency alert.
There you go.
11:18, they're 2 minutes early.
Oh, yeah, they are early. It wasn't supposed to happen until 11:20.
This is exciting. This is a long show.
I got goosebumps from
that. It worked.
It did. Wow. Congratulations, Jennifer. You got the FEMA.
Thanks.
The FEMA alert in your interview.
Did we do that?
We had it all planned.
All right.
That's why it was early. All right, got that out of the way.
Yep.
Now we can move on to the last question.
Okay, let's do it.
So when the House is divided, so to speak, how do credit unions navigate that? You don't pick sides with political parties. You want to kind of keep that middle of the road, keep those relationships going, right?
And this is tough.
That's a balancing act none other.
Politics are such a challenge right now. You know, people are so frustrated by what they see. There's such division in D.C. and in our state capitals that folks want to, you know, step away from it. And it can really put credit unions in a position, you know, to not want to pick sides. And our message is that credit unions are, you know, work across, they span, you might have to edit this, credit union issues span the interests of all political parties.
Yes, they
Everybody
do.
Loves their credit unions. Credit unions have a great story to tell. So our message to our credit union folks is when you enter a meeting with a legislator, you take off that political hat, it's red, whether it's blue, put on that credit union hat and have a conversation about how that credit union is serving that particular member, that particular community. We need supporters from all parties, from all sides of every aisle. Last week, there was movement in Congress on the Safe Banking Bill. At the end of the day, there were some negotiations that happened last minute. We were a part of those, and it ended up being a Republican, a Democrat, and an independent in the U.S. Senate who worked on the final negotiations of this bill.
You guys.
we needed relationships with all three. All three were great credit union supporters. So again, trying to put that division, those frustrations, you know, in the background, put on your credit union hat, talk about the amazing work you're doing. Whoever you're speaking with, regardless of what political party they come from, they want to know how their constituents are being served. Credit unions can deliver on that message, and we can stay focused on what we do.
And the financial part of it is so crucial, so vital, I would think. And then getting back to your kind of be, you know, that the political, I don't know, you want to stay, you want to be middle of the road, I guess, because finances, no matter what party you're affiliated with, finances are finances, right? So,
and
it doesn't matter who you're talking to.
And it benefits us to be able to deliver that message around finance to someone with this background or someone with this background.
Good stuff. All right, Jennifer, I'm going to let you get that. I know you have a super busy schedule, so thank you so much for hanging out with us here for a few
minutes. Appreciate the opportunity.
Talking politics, kind of, but more advocacy.
The good kind of politics.
Exactly. So, all right, so let that be a message to you guys out there. Get out there, create those relationships with your representatives.
The work is never done.
Exactly. It is a marathon, not a sprint, for sure. And put that in, and it's what you put into is what you get out of it, right?
So, that's right.
Good stuff. All right, Jennifer.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. This episode brought to you by Origins. Take your indirect lending to the next level.